It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
If I were to ask you, are you a person of compassion, I wonder what your answer would be. You know, in the Old Testament, we read of a man by the name of Jeremiah. In fact, there's a book of the Bible entitled Jeremiah, and he was a prophet. Well, many people consider him to be the weeping prophet. He had great compassion. Well, maybe you have compassion, and people do have compassion. If they do not have compassion, there's something wrong. Well, the Bible teaches us that there was one person who had, I believe, more compassion in this world than anyone else. In Matthew chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 35 and 36, it says there, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." Now you see, in these verses, we see the word compassion. And this word compassion here means to hurt deep inside. Jesus was hurting. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 41, we see where Jesus wept over the city. And I think back as I read the scriptures and as I've read the scriptures, when I received Jesus as my Savior, I didn't know as much then as I know now about the Lord, and I still have a lot to learn. But I know that the Lord Jesus, when he came and was born of a woman in Bethlehem, she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, and the Bible teaches us that she gave birth to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Well, I know that Jesus came into this world. He was born as a man, as a baby, as a human being. And I realize also that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. When Jesus came, he set aside his deity. He set aside the deity that we know as God, and he took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh. Yet, he knew no sin as he lived in this sinful world. So he was a man, and he was a human being who felt pain. He hurt deep inside. He had compassion. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37, the Bible says this, and this is Jesus speaking. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." What Jesus, when we think of this, what did he see that made him cry? We read in the Bible that Jesus wept. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, the Bible says that he saw something that made him cry. And in our verses today, as we read, Jesus had compassion. Well, what did he see that made him cry? Well, first of all, I see that in Matthew chapter 18, verses 11 through 14, the Bible says this, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be going astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh after that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Well, Jesus saw, first of all, I believe, the reason he had compassion. I believe that this was a hurting within him. He saw the sheep were scattered. They were sheep scattered abroad, men and women who needed him as their Savior. In John chapter 10, verses 11 through 15, the Bible speaks of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to read the first part of verse 11 of John chapter 10, where he said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." You see, a shepherd who would lay down his life for his sheep is Jesus Christ. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 4 through 6 says this, "The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. Now this is speaking of rulers. This is speaking in particular of the people of Israel, how they were treated. They were treated cruelly. And even back then, we know that Jesus, the Son of God, was God, so he knew what was going on. And he saw something happening here. In verse 5 of Ezekiel 34, the Bible goes on to say they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. And then that very familiar verse in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, where the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, Jesus saw the condition that this world was in, that the human beings had not received him as their Savior. He came to seek and to save those who were lost. He came as the good shepherd, but the sheep would not follow him. Now, of course, we know that there were some who followed. We're thankful that during his lifetime on this earth, during his physical lifetime here, that many believed upon him. But he was moved with compassion for those who had not believed upon him. And the Bible says there in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. And let me quickly add that he had compassion on those people who had actually received him as Savior and who were not living for him. And that describes a lot of people today who have been saved and they are simply not following Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're saved, they're on their way to heaven. And Jesus is the great shepherd and he cares for his sheep. He wants all of us to be in the fold, to listen to his voice and do as he says and do as he wants us to do. Well, have you gone astray? Well, the Bible says you have. The Bible says if you have not trusted Jesus as your Savior, you have gone astray and he's willing to help you. He's willing to help you know him as Lord and Savior. And he's looking for you today as the good shepherd. Well, something else I see here that made Jesus weep and made him cry. He saw men who were depraved. They were fainted because they had a spiritual sickness. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28 through 31, it says this. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Jesus wept because men had fainted. Women had fainted. People had fainted because they had not depended upon him. They had a spiritual sickness. But the Bible says in that verse that we just read, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Your strength may need renewing today as a saved person. Maybe you have never, maybe you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior. And you have no strength at all. Maybe you've trusted him as Savior, but you've strayed away from him. Well, you need to renew your strength today. You need to turn to the Lord. As a saved person, if you've trusted him, you need to turn to him today and say, Lord, forgive me for not trusting in you, for not doing what you would have me to do as a saved person. Not for salvation. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. I know I'm saved forever. But Lord, at this point, because I know I'm saved, but forgive me for not serving you the way I should. Well, Jesus wept, and then we understand that he saw people whose destiny was hell. Well, don't let anybody tell you that there's not a place called hell. Jesus spoke more on hell in the New Testament than anyone else. And we read in the Old Testament, and we look back to the book of Psalms first, and we see in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, where it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Proverbs 27:20 says, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, it says that here, that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And then in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 11, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Well, the Bible tells us that there is a hell. Jesus believed there was a hell. Jesus knows and he knew there was a hell, and that's the reason that he wants you to be saved today. Well, you see, the main reason that he wants you to be saved today is so that you can bring honor and glory to the Father, not only save you from hell. The main reason is that God the Father needs to be glorified. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that all things were created for him and by him, and that because of that, he was to receive the glory and the honor that comes only to God. Well, Jesus saw the destiny of the people and he wept. He knew that they were on their way to a devil's hell. And the Bible says that hell was created for the devil and his angels. Hell was not created for man, but sadly man will go there when he turns his back and keeps his back turned upon the Savior, upon the shepherd who wants to be their shepherd. Well, something else. Jesus saw people in despair without a shepherd, and we've already seen some of that. We read in Acts chapter 8 and verses 30 and 31, talks about the Ethiopian eunuch. And it says there that Philip ran thither to meet him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, this is the Ethiopian, he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Well, as we look at those verses, we understand that this man, the Ethiopian eunuch, was wondering about salvation. He was reading Isaiah, but there was no one to show him what it really meant. But the Bible tells us that Philip ran and he told him what it meant. Well, what about today? Who's around to tell people what it means to be saved? 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4 talks about pastors and elders. Jesus is here, and the pastor is here. Jesus is here waiting. The Bible, the Word of God, leads people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ according to Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Pastors in local churches lead people to the Lord by preaching the Word of God. You today, as a saved person, need to be leading people to Jesus. Are you doing that? Are you telling people about the love of the Lord? And you person who have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you have no excuse. You've heard the Word of God now as I've taught it and we've looked in the Word of God today. You have no excuse. The devil's hell is waiting for you. If you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to fall on your face today and say, God, forgive me. I want to serve you. I want to see you one day personally and thank you for saving my soul.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer. Amen.